Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy, in a glowing profile, joins us now in foreign policy. He and the co-chair Mike Gallagher, the Republican from Wisconsin, are getting some interesting press. Hi, Congressman. Welcome back.
Hey, good morning, John. Thank you.
I'd like to say I regularly read foreign policy. I do not.
Well, I appreciate you mentioning that piece, and I think it was very, very complimentary in terms of our membership kind of working together. And I honestly, I think it's also because it almost feels like an oasis of well-functioning Congress amidst some of the chaos that we've seen lately.
Well, at a time when George Santos gets thrown out and Kevin McCarthy opts out, and there's just so much tension across the aisle, and they rightly note that you two guys just kind of have your head down doing work on our relations with China. So what are you guys doing, and why is this important, Congressman?
Well, I think that probably most of your listeners understand that the Chinese Communist Party, which runs China, I'm going to call it the CCP. The CCP poses a lot of risks to the United States economically, militarily, and technologically. And we've seen these risks grow quite a bit over the last 20 years, ever since China was basically admitted to the World Trade Organization and had a lot of access to our market. So we are trying to do what we can through this committee to assess those risks and then suggest ways to move forward to address them. And I can get into more details, but so far we've done that on a bipartisan basis. Mm-hmm. And, look for the greatest common denominators of shared interest. And so we're hoping to convert that into legislation.
I think the bottom line is because we see China as an adversary, but because they're gigantic and make products at a discount for us, should we do everything we can to encourage and engage in business with them or not? Should we say if an electric vehicle does have too many parts made from China, then you don't get the discount? I mean, overall, what should our strategy be? Talk about that.
Sure. So I'll focus on the economic stuff because that's, I think, what you're kind of alluding to. What I think that a lot of people feel is we're not going to be able to divorce ourselves from China, and that's not feasible or desirable. Our economies are very intertwined at this point. However, the CCP practices economic aggression, John, in a number of ways, whether it's cyber hacking, the theft of intellectual property, industrial cyber spying, and so forth. And so what we are saying is, look, if you, the CCP, are going to continue with these practices, we are going to increasingly encourage diversification of our supply chains from China. We're going to create incentives to move a lot of that production onshore, and we're going to trade less with China. But if you are going to make progress on those particular topics, and we can see it, and there's significant progress, we're not going to slap the countermeasures in terms of additional tariffs and so forth that a lot of people are contemplating, nor will we revoke permanent normal trading status, which is, by the way, what a lot of voices in Congress are calling for. So it's kind of up to the CCP to decide how to proceed. But in any case, we're going to protect our interests and our values.
Do they buy a lot of stuff from us? Because I know we buy a lot of stuff from them.
Not enough, John. They do buy a lot in terms of agricultural goods, especially from Illinois and the Midwest. They import a lot of semiconductors from the United States. And by the way, the semiconductors help to power their military modernization, their AI models, and to some extent even their perpetration of human rights abuses through a techno-surveillance state that they've erected. But they don't buy enough of other goods mainly because they've set up a model in China that heavily erects barriers to imports. And in a lot of cases, whatever gets imported, those companies have to share the intellectual property with a state-owned enterprise in China, which then starts manufacturing that stuff and ends the import business for us in China. And then they export it back to the U.S. and start to destroy the business here in the U.S. and around the world. That's got to stop.
Well, can we ever trust them? I mean, isn't that the nature of the beast? China is, you're not just dealing with companies, you're dealing with a government that has no scruples regarding that. They're going to do whatever they can to the benefit of China, including cheating. At least that's, I think, the way a lot of people feel. Is that true, and can we ever trust them?
I think blind trust or blind faith would be kind of foolish. I think you have to set metrics and you have to set goals and targets and see whether they meet those goals. Sometimes they have a lot of rhetoric and flowery, nice talk in person. But then when they turn around, they say something. Xi Jinping in particular says something different to his internal audiences, and his actions don't match his words. So that's what we're looking for now. Now, that all being said, I think the Biden administration is absolutely correct to engage them diplomatically. I'm glad that Chairman Xi Jinping and President Biden met in San Francisco. Now we want to see follow-up action to match what Xi Jinping said to Biden.
I understand that some people were disappointed in the rhetoric that came out of that meeting, but I heard from other smart people who said the very fact that they met was seismic. That was a positive, good, big deal. Just one last thing. Should we, what do you think about TikTok then? Because it's my point a moment ago. Can we trust China to not harvest information from TikTok users, the government taking it from the company? What's your thought about TikTok?
I'm very concerned, John, and I've said this before, which is I don't think we should ban TikTok. I think we should force a sale of TikTok by ByteDance. ByteDance is the Chinese company that owns TikTok. And what we see is that ByteDance controls the algorithm on TikTok, so they suppress content that is critical of the CCP. They promote content favorable to them. But also they have access to the data of the users on TikTok. And 150 million Americans are on TikTok. Recently, one of the most egregious examples of ByteDance having access to that TikTok data is they actually located the user location data of an American journalist who was writing articles critical of TikTok. And that's just unacceptable, and the FBI actually launched an investigation of that. We then, all 24 members, John, Democrats, Republicans, called for follow-up to that investigation in a briefing in a classified setting regarding it. I don't have TikTok.
Yeah,
we advise parents and others to consider, you know, how they're going to interact with TikTok.
Right. Congressman, thank you for your time. The article,
yes,
The
sir.
Masterminds on Foreign Policy, is in the last November issue of Foreign Policy, foreignpolicy.com. If you want to stroll through several pages of actually very interesting reading. Thank you for doing the work you're doing, Raja.
Hey, thanks, John. Take care.